Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Baba Basra Kufman Beis. We're holding right on top, Vilemale, right in the middle of a discussion. So the question was posed to Rav Huna. What if a person is Nezake Le'ubar? He wants to give a gift. To an Uber. So there was a story involving this fellow who Taisa says was a shchivmera, and he wanted to give it all to the unborn child, right? His wife was expecting, and he was giving it all to him. So Rav Huna says it doesn't work because he's trying to be mezakeh le'uber, trying to give something to somebody who's not yet here, an unborn child, not yet a full person. He does not have the ability to acquire, to be Zaycha. And the question was posed to Rav Huna, what about our Mishnah? Which discusses a fellow who says he pledges so much and so much to his son, who's going to be born, such and such to his unborn daughter. Right? So we see you could give something. You can be Mezaka to an Uber. Right, my wife gives born to a Zachar, he'll get so much, and a Keva will get so much. Rav Huna was sort of stumped. He says, you know what, I don't know who learned the Mishnah, I don't know whose opinion is reflected in the Mishnah. Because it's not consistent with, my understanding of things, that you cannot be Mezakeh le'uber. Asks the Gemara of Leimulei, why can't Rav Huna just explain that the Mishnah is speaking where the Omar, he said, Likisha Teleit. His wife was expecting. When she gives birth, not now. I'm not giving the money to the Uber now. Rather, it's going to be implemented later. I'm promising X amount of money to the child when he will be born. So although he's currently an Uber, unborn, it's irrelevant because the actual Kenyan, the Zechiah, will take place later when he's born. So basically, he's using somebody a shliach to be zeiche on behalf of the unborn child, but it will be activated only later. And you could even do that between regular people. Like I can buy something and give you money, and as long as you still have that money 30 days later, if I want the kinyan to happen only 30 days later, you still have that money. The kinyan will happen later. So that avoids the whole issue of Mezakeh le'uber. He will only get it when he will be born. Answers the Gemara, according to Rav Huna, it doesn't make a difference. Because the fact is, you are makna to an uber. True, the actual acquisition is meant only to take place after his birth, but you initiated the process during the unborn state, and it doesn't work. There's nobody to talk to. There's nobody on the other side of the deal. Rav Huna looked at me, Rav Huna, who did not want to go there, is because Rav Huna is following his opinion, the Rav Huna, af likisha teled loikana. But even in this fashion, it doesn't work. Because he's not yet here, and you can't initiate any process with an Uber. Damar Rav Nachman, see, we have differing opinions. That's Rav Huna's shita. Rav Nachman holds, you could. You can't give it to him now, but on account of later, you could. Damar Rav Nachman, mezakeh le'uber le'kana. Trying to be mezakeh to the Uber currently, it doesn't work. Likisha teila le'kana. But if you have a mind to give it to him later, that's okay. Rav Huna Omar, af likisha teila le'kana. Rav Huna disagrees. He says any sort of kinyan to an Uber doesn't work, even if the intent is to have it implemented later. For Rav Sheshes Omar, he's on the other side of the spectrum. Rav Sheshes holds, it always works. An Uber is enough of a person. He's a potential person. He's on his way to being a person. That is enough to be kaina, even now. So it's just the opposite of Rav Huna, who says it never works. Rav Sheshes Amar, it always works. Echad zeh v'echad zeh kana, whether you're giving it to him now or you're giving it to him later, it works. According to Rav Sheshes, even an Uber is called Yeshna Be'olam. He's already in existence. And therefore, Rav Sheshes has to prove it. Amar Rav Sheshes, but no, how do I know? This tremendous chiddush. that you could be mezaka to an uber, the sanya. Listen to this brice. Ger shemes, you have a ger who passed away, who was not known to have any yerushim, bizbizu yisrael nechasav, and people came along and they took possession of all his belongings, his assets, thinking that they're hefker, in absence of a descendant of a yerush. And then suddenly, they got word that there is v'shamu sheish leben. They heard about a son that he had, living in Yisrael. Oisha hoisa ishtu muber, so his wife was expecting a child. Chayavon lahachzer. So they must return everything back to the estate. But they can't take it. Right? Let's say in the case of the uber is Yerush. He's the owner. It's not hefker. Now, hechziru akoy. Let's say they returned everything. They came back, drove back the cars, everything's back. V'achakach shamu shameis b'nai oishapili ishtu. And then they hear that in fact that son passed away, or the uber was an unsuccessful pregnancy and she miscarried. So back to square one. There's no yerush, so his assets are ownerless, they're hefker. So they come back on Monday. Hichzak b'shniya kana. So one who comes back on Monday and makes a new chazak, a new kinyan, he is the rightful owner. Uber reshayna lekana. But those who merely made a kinyan yesterday on Sunday, when it was not yet hefker, because there was that unborn child on the way, they do not have ownership. They're not kain. And the question is why? It was merely an ubar. Even on Sunday, it was merely an ubar. In that case, in the second case, it was an ubar. Ubar lekan. He says Rav Sheshes, if an ubar does not have the ability to acquire, which means to say that this ger's unborn child is not really a yerush at this early stage, so why do I have to come back Monday to make a new chazakah? They made a kinyan on Sunday. And despite the fact that there was a child on the way, it doesn't matter. He's not koine. Apparently, says Rav Sheshes, an uber can be koine. He can be yerush. And therefore, at that point, during Sunday, the property was owned by who? By the uber. So we see that an uber could be koine. Amar Abaye, no. So the Gemara will push aside this attempted proof with one of two explanations to clarify why this case would be different. Although typically, perhaps, you cannot be mezak l'uber, you can't give a gift to an unborn child by Yerusha, inheritance. As we explained yesterday, that's a naturally occurring phenomenon without need for human intervention. That goes smoother, it goes easier, even to an uber. A person can't interact with an uber, but Hashem, the Alacha could. Amar Abaye, Yerusha bo me'ele ashayni. A Yerusha which comes on its own, even an uber can be zeicha, as opposed to a gift. Rava Amar, I'll give you another reason. Shani hasam the refuya merafya. The reason why in this case it doesn't work, even though an uber does not really acquire things, he doesn't have the power of ownership. But here it's different, because way back on Sunday, the first attempt, the refuya merafyayin. Initially, they were shaky in terms of their doing a kinyan on assets, which, they didn't really know what was going on. Could they be certain that there were no yerushim on the horizon? They were taking their chances, taking a gamble. It was a sort of a conditional kinyan. That doesn't work. So the problem is not because there was an actual yerush. Problem is with the people who attempted to make that kinyan, since they weren't doing it definitively, confidently as a kinyan, it doesn't work. And therefore, they have to come back on Monday and do it again. Now we have two reasons. Abayu says a yerusha can perhaps be transferred to an uber, and therefore on Sunday it was owned by the uber, and therefore you have to come back Monday again. And Rava's pshat, which is that irrespective of ownership of an uber being there or not being there, if they weren't sure about what they were doing, that's not a proper kinyan. You need a proper das when you make a kinyan. Might be not any difference between these two explanations. But now there is a difference. Shoshamu b'ishem meis, ulay meis, v'achakach meis. Let's say back on Sunday, the prize getters, the people who were trying to come grab the stuff, heard that the offspring died. Okay, so they grabbed the stuff, thinking they're entitled. They're true owners. It's Hefka. It turned out, Velaimes, it wasn't really true. The news was fake. Fake news. He was really still alive. But then he died. V'chakach meis. So in their minds, they were making a sure kinyan. So Rava's factor is not applicable in this case. Rava's concept only applied where they weren't really sure, but if they, in their minds, they got wind of the fact that there's no Yerush at all, he died. So they proceeded with full confidence, thinking it's a full kinyan. So if it turns out that in fact, today he's not around anymore, sure, then he was, but it doesn't matter, because if today he's not around, he's not entitled, so the kinyan they made then works. Right? As opposed to Abaye, who says, it doesn't work. Because the kinyan made on Sunday was when there was an uber, unborn child in the world. And as we explained, he can be Zeicha Yerusha, so you have to come back on Monday and do it again. So again, Rav Sheshes attempted to bring a raya from this price to his concept that an uber can be Zeicha, from the fact that the ger who died, leaving no apparent heirs behind, people came along on Sunday, did chazaka, grabbed the nechasa. Turns out that he had somebody on the horizon, for instance, an unborn child. Raisa says you have to come back Monday again, after the miscarriage, Monday again, do another kinyan. So the Abaye, no, that's special, specific to Yerusha. But a regular kinyan, you can't provide an uber. Rav explained, the problem here is because the grabbers were not really sure of themselves, so it's not a proper kinyan. The difference between the two pshatim of Abaye and Rav is in the case where on Sunday, they thought there was no Yerush, they thought that the uber died. Turned out it wasn't true, he was really alive. And then Monday, then afterwards he died. So when they made their kinyan, they were proceeding with confidence. And since we're going with the idea that uber is not zeicha, so they were really zeicha. Whereas according to Abaye, the real fact is there was an uber around at that time on Sunday. And an uber can be zeicha Yerusha. So you have to come back again on Monday and do another kinyan. Toshmai comes another attempt at proving our case. This time it's going to be a kasha on Rav Sheshes, who says you could be mezakeh le'uber. Here comes a mishnah meseches nida. Tinuk ben yom echad noichel on manchel. A baby needs to be at least one day old, needs to be born basically, to receive inheritance and or to provide inheritance. Right? That his estate, whatever he has, if he dies, it gets passed on. So it's only applicable to a child who is already born, not an upar. Ben Yom Echad in. Only a Ben Yom Echad has these ideas. Uber le, but not an uber. It's a kashan of Sheshes, who says even an uber can be zeicha. Says the Gemara, ha'amar of Sheshes. No, but Rav Sheshes already explained. That mission is speaking about a different concept. We're not speaking about standard acquisition, standard Yerusha. The Mishnah here is speaking about Noichal b'nichsei aim, whether the child can receive inheritance from the mother. So his mother has assets and she dies, he gets her assets. L'hanchel l'achar min ab, but then it gets transferred to his father's family. That's the halacha. A child is Yerush's mother, but then when he dies, it goes to his father's family, whether it's his father, his brothers, right? So there's sort of he's serving as sort of a conduit, a transfer point between mother's family and father's family. But that's only v'dafka v'nyam echad, dafka if he's already one day old. So basically he was born, then his mother died. He got all her stuff, then he died. Then it goes to his father's family. Avil uberla, but if he's unborn at this point, this concept, this transfer would not apply. You know why? My time. Why? The mayis, the humayis bereisha, because when a mother, an expectant mother passes away, rachmana litzlan, lo yaleinu, what sequence does it happen? Mother or the unborn child? Which one is to whom I inspiration? The unborn child, the fetus dies first. He loses his source of life. So basically, if we see that she died as an expectant person, we assume he died first. This is a concept we learned back in Yesh Neichlin. Although the child is entitled to be Yerush's mother and then it gets transferred to his family upon his death, But that's only if he's alive. Ein ha-ben, ve'ein ha-ben yorishes imoy. He doesn't have the ability to receive from his mother the kever when he's ready after his life. In order to serve as a transfer point, as a conduit to bring it over to his, you know, father's family. That's all the Mishnah is speaking about. We're not speaking about a general idea of Yerusha, whether an Uber could be Yerush. Of course, an Uber could be Yerush. But to serve as a transfer point, that's only if he's alive. Says the Gemara, Lememer Dehu, just one more side point on this. Lememer Dehu, my inspiration. Do you mean to say that the Uber dies first and then the mother? V'ha, have over there. There was a story. Upirches klasa perchusi. The mother passed away, and the child, the unborn, the fetus, showed three signs of you know, movement of life. Apparently, he outlived the mother. He didn't die first. Amamabra of Ashi. You can't conclude anything from that. It's just like sort of a nerve reaction. Midah dahava aznava latosh and parcheses. You find that a lizard's tail, even if it's severed from the actual animal, it still quivers and shakes because, you know, it already got the electrical impulses and pulses, and it's just sort of a. It's not really a true sign of life. Okay, so again we had a seeming kasha, because the Mishnah speaks about only a ben yom echad being yorish. We answered that it's a specific case of taking from the mother, bringing to the father. That's only by a child who actually was born. Now we're going to have several more suggestions as to, you know, explanations in this Mishnah. What does the Mishnah speak? What's the context of this Mishnah, which requires a ben yom echad as opposed to an Uber? Marbri derav Yosef. In the name of Rava, Mishmei Rava Amar Loimar, the Mishnah is simply speaking about a very specific case as follows. Shemem Maid B'chelek B'chera. He says maybe the mother, sometimes the mother dies first. We can't really conclude on that. Rather, the Mishnah is speaking about a very specific thing. This unborn child, this Uber who died, is he going to diminish the Bechira portion? Let's say there are a couple of brothers here, right? And basically, the Bechir, firstborn, gets a double share based on how many brothers there are, right? He gets an extra share. So this unborn child who never really survived, never really was born, is not going to affect the Bechira. So the Bechira will reckon his second portion as though there is no, as though he doesn't exist. Sure, in terms of the base portion, the regular portion that any brother gets from the father's, you know, Yerusha, even this Uber is entitled. But he's not part of the equation in terms of calculating the second portion of the Bechira. V'davka ben yom echad. You see, that only applies to a child who is already born. Then, he's considered as part of the calculator, part of the equation, and does reduce the Bechira portion as well. Aval Uber, but if he's an Uber, he doesn't do that. My time, you know why? V'yodu loim, rachmano. Pasuk speaks about reckoning, the various portions, the Bechira, v'yodu loim. Only a child who's already born. He's included, he's reckoned, he's calculated as part of this equation in terms of determining the value of the chelek ha-bechira. But if he's an unborn child who never made it out, he's not part of that equation. The Amar, Mar Bered Rav Yosef, he quotes Rava, Shmei Rava, Ben Shenoylad Lacham Risas Av, Einu Memayit B'chelek B'chira. This is a slightly different case. A child born after his father's passing, so he never really experienced his father's lifetime, he will not have any effect on the chelik of the Bechir. So let's say, for instance, you have two brothers plus this Uber, and father left $12 as a Yerusha. So the Bechir gets, first of all, he gets $4. So we ignore the fact that there's a third child. It's as though there are two children, and we split the 12 into three, right? Because Bechir is meant to take twice. So he puts aside his $4 for his chelek b'chera, puts it aside, and then the rest, the remaining eight, that must be divided amongst these three. So this child, this Uber, is not going to affect the second portion of the Bechor, but the base portion, yeah. Okay, that's the Cheshbon according to Rashbam. Ein mamad b'chelik b'chor. My time of why? V'yodulay merachmon v'aleka. Pasuk specifically speaks about the child children being born to him. Regarding reckoning calculating the b'chira arrangement. So a child born either after father's passing, or in this case, an Uber who was never really born, although he's zeich in the regular chelik, but he's not going to affect the, he's not going to diminish the chelik b'chira. B'sura mas nuhach. So the town of Sura, they had this quote from Mar Beit Rav Yosef, as we said. B'pumbedisa mas nuhachi. In Pumbedisa, they had a different version that, from the same source. Amar Mar Beit Rav Yosef Shmei Rava B'chor Shenoled Lacham Yisus Aviv. Oh, here we're focusing on the B'chor himself. He's born after his father passed away. Einoy Neitel B'shnayim. He's not entitled to the second portion. My time. You know why? Yakar Amar Chmono. Pasuk says that the father is Maki. He recognizes his son. He identifies the son as a B'chor, but not when he was born after his father passed away. But less. So in this case, you're not fulfilling Yaker, and therefore he's not entitled to the Chelek Bechor. The Amar, and we pass like all these versions, they're all truly all correct. Amar Mar Breda Yosef, the name of Mishmei de Rava. Firstly, that the unborn child does not affect the Chelek Bechor, and the fact that a child born after his father's death doesn't affect the Chelek Bechor, and a child born after father's death does not deserve, even if it's a Bechor, he doesn't get the Pishnai. How could you have, basically, let's say he passed away and his mother and his wife was expecting, and she had twins, right? That's the case. So the firstborn has to share with his brother equally. He's not entitled to the chelek abachir. Omar b'yitzak, Omar b'yechna, mezakel u'uber le'kana. Okay, back to the original discussion. You can't give anything to an Uber. V'intamer Mishnah is saying, oh, here comes the big question. What about our Mishnah? We seem to promise money, pledge money to his unborn child. It's very different. His own child? Oh. You're very connected to your children, and therefore you have a very firm commitment, very strong gemurus das. It's a real commitment, so therefore it works. Because kinyanim are based on gemurus das, commitment, obligation. You're fully obligating yourself to your child. Hoyel v'data shalodim krevet tzilmai. A person is very connected to his son, to his children, and therefore it's different than a stranger. A stranger, you can't be mezaka le'uber, but a son you could. Amalei Rav Shmuel, l'Rav Chana. He turned to Rav Chana Bagda Sa from the town of Baghdad. Puk Isili Beasar, please put together 10 people. Okay? Please get me a crowd. Ve'emer lach ma'apayu, and I'm going to declare to you in front of them, in public, so that it becomes an established halacha. Hamazak l'uber kana. That in fact a person can grant gifts to an uber. Even if it's a stranger, but the Gemara concludes otherwise. Hamazak l'uber leikon. Ahud Amar l'dvisu. Here comes a new story. First, he turns to his wife. Nechasai livnei yav liminayich. So he had children from the first marriage. And he says, you know, everything of mine will go to the children that you will have from me, to the sons from the second marriage. Also break shisha. Now, the older son from the first marriage got wind of what's going on. He came running. Amar lei turns to the father. What about me? How gavra, this person, myself, my tavele, what's going to be with him? Armalei, so the father says, okay, zil kani kechad mi bro. You'll also get a portion like the other kids that I just gave, you know. So now, what's the halacha? How do we proceed? Hanach vade lekano. Certainly the second kids will not get anything, because at that point, that kati, they're still not here. Lesno. They're not yet born. So that group of kids are totally... Right? Hi Isla, but the question remains, what about this child from the first marriage? He promised him an equal portion with the other kids. Hi is chuluk l'talia. Talia is this, you know, adolescent, this whatever. Is he entitled to a chelik, to a portion of b'makim b'naya? Together with the other kids? Basically, is he going to get an extra portion because of this pledge? Perhaps he doesn't get an extra chelek with the kids, with the other siblings. So one way to look at it is, well, he promised them all this extra. On the other end, you can say, well, it wasn't really a successful endeavor. because his whole promise didn't really work out, so perhaps it cancels his as well. Okay, so that's the question here. Is he entitled to more than the rest, or does he just go back to square one? So we have this big machlek between Rabbi Abin, three against three, Rabbi Abin, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yirmiyah. They gave him the chelak. The Amri Deis maintained, yeah, is chulak l'talia b'makab b'naya. This talia will get an extra chelak together with the siblings. He gets a bonus. Versus Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Tzak Nafcha, they disagree. The Amri Deis hold, leis chulak l'talia b'makab b'naya. He doesn't get it. Amri Rabbi Avo, who was the one who held that he doesn't get, he turned to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who said he does. Okay, how are we going to conclude? Hilchas HaKavasan, is the halacha going to follow our opinion that he doesn't get? Or Hilchas HaKavasaych, or like you, that he gets? Amri Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, of course, like us. Pshita Hilchas HaKavasan, of course. The halacha will follow our view, the Kashishna Menaych, we're older than you. We have seniority. We'll have Hilchas HaKavasaych, as opposed to your Shita, the Dar Dikyaton, you're younger than us. Amri he responded, how does the age factor play a role in halacha? Midi b'kashishusa talim. Most of you think it's dependent on age. But tam talim, it depends on logic, on svara. Right? Whichever shita is more substantiated, that's what's adopted. Oh, the time of mind. So Riri asks him, okay, so give me a good reason why it doesn't work. So Rabbi Avo responds, Zil Gabi Rabbi Abin. One of your colleagues on your team, so to speak, was Rabbi Abin. Go to him. I already explained it to him. Das Bartanili. I explained it very clearly to him, and he seemed to agree with me. Vikarkish Baresha. He nodded his head to me. Be Medrash and the Beis HaMedrash. Apparently, he agreed to me. Aslan Gamesi went to him. Amalei, and he explained what the problem is. Why this older son doesn't get anything extra? Because he paired them together with the unborn children, and since that was a failed endeavor, his promise doesn't either work. Ilu, amale, kanike chamar. Suppose if you tell, go to a person and say, you know what? I want you to be kind for me, like a donkey is kind. Of course, that's not. Me kind doesn't work. Of course not. The itmas we learned, kanike chamar le kana. Be kind like a donkey is kind. Of course you're not kind. And we'll see in the upcoming Gemara all kinds of twists and turns on this halacha, but that, basically that was his response. Look, this fellow was trying to give his future kids something and didn't really work because they're not even in a state of Uber, right? So of course the whole sort of declaration is null and void. In summation, Mazakal Uber. That's pretty much the topic of today's discussion. Rav Huna says doesn't work, and that's the halacha lemaisa. What about our Mishnah? So we had all kinds of attempts at explaining our Mishnah. One pshat was it's to his own son, Data Shiladim Krevet Silbanoi. We had Rav Sheshes who says, well, Mazakal Uber does work. And we had a attempt at a riot, which was set aside by Abaye Verava, that Akasha on Rav Sheshes, from a Mishnah which indicated, which seemed to indicate that you have to be born to get. No, it has to do with the Chelek Bechira, that's something unique, to do with the, how to calculate the portions of the Bechira. We concluded with a story with a fellow who promised some things to his unborn kids, which doesn't work. The question was whether the other kid who was included in that package, what is his situation, where the Machlek is, yes, no. And we'll, Bez Hashem, continue tomorrow. All the best to you, Natsalachara.